Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man, Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
The Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the PHP. Booker here. Perez right there. How you doing?
We have too much show today with big superstars and juicy topics. I'm talking Beyonce, Diddy, 50 Cent, Brad Pitt, Lizzo, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, Kim Zolciak, and more. Yes, Kim Zolciak's not a superstar, but we're still talking about her.
What shade!
I had a wonderful weekend. I'm sure you did too. Let's get right to Beyonce, because she's not only dominating conversation, she is also slaying the charts. Her new album, Renaissance, is projected, obviously, to debut at number one with the biggest opening so far of 2024. Yes, bigger than Ariana Grande, who had a very impressive first week as well. Impressively, it is perhaps going to debut bigger than Renaissance, her last album. So in this day and age, as I've said before, anytime an artist can move more than last time, that's a major success. Renaissance moved 332K in August of 2022. And this one, Cowboy Carter, is projected to do over 350K. So congrats to Beyonce. As Perez Adamus predicted, I literally said it was going to do well because the first song was a hit, Texas Hold'em, and there would be a lot of controversy. Even before the controversy happened, I said there was going to be controversy. Did I not say that?
I don't recall any of this. I mean, you predicting that the Beyonce album is going to be big is like predicting that the sun's going to come up today. Like, come on.
I literally said why it was going to be big. I said there was going to be controversy, and there was. People are upset for a variety of reasons, but I would say the biggest one that many folks are angry at Beyonce is because she remade Dolly Parton's classic Jolene, right up there with I Will Always Love You as perhaps her most famous song.
Sure.
And I need to either let you know or remind everybody, Dolly fucking approved this. Dolly is cool with it.
Perez, nobody's upset.
Have you not seen social media?
You live on this internet place where it's just all haters. I don't count those people. No one's upset.
A lot of people think she ruined it. That was disrespectful, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, please.
Anyways, let me start off with that song and then I'll share my overall on the album. There are so many, countless covers of Jolene. I love that Beyonce didn't do that. She reimagined the song and wrote new lyrics, which is what upset many people. But I love it. You want a cover? Go listen to the Miley Cyrus one or the other hundreds out there.
Go to any American Idol audition and you'll hear 19 kids doing it. I mean, it's just not special. And she made it different, which I appreciate.
And with regards to the whole album, a lot of people think many things I love it. There's only one thing I don't love, which is it's fucking long. It is long. Oh my God. It's like too much of a good thing. I don't think that any music album should be more than 60 minutes personally, but this one's close to like an hour and 20 minutes. Like around, it's just, yeah. It's too much music, but I love it. And it made so much sense what she said before the album came out. She said, this is not a country album. It's a Beyoncé album. And that's one of my favorite things about the album. It is sonically all over the place, yet really cohesive. It's country. It's hip hop. She's rapping on there. It's classical. It's folk. Like there's one song even there that she's giving us like an aria. Like she's singing opera, and I still like Renaissance better.
Really?
I still like Renaissance better, but this is the album that's going to win her the Grammy. It tells a story. It tells many stories. I also love that she collaborated with so many black country music artists and shared her spotlight and shined it on them and elevated them in the process. Like, it's just, I mean, it's sonically, I listened to it so many times over the last few days. Like, I can't stop listening to it. I love it. I guess I'm just gay. I like Renaissance better, but I love this also. It's a great, great album, in my opinion.
All right. So to your point about the Grammy, I'm almost more pissed at Jay-Z today than I was the day that I was pissed that he was whining like a little baby about his wife not getting the fucking Grammy. Because she's going to get the Grammy this year. And it is a genre-bending album. It's so unique and so special that it does so many different things. And you named all the things that it is, but it's back to her statement. It's none of those because it's just a Beyoncé record. Mm-hmm. She took so many different kinds of formats and made, like I said, a genre-bending album.
I forgot to include pop, obviously.
I really wish she would have kept his trap shut because people, when she wins this year, they're going to say she got it because Jay-Z whined about it on the last Grammys. And that's going to fucking annoy me because it's not true. She's going to get it because I don't care what Taylor puts out in a couple of weeks. Oh, her boyfriend broke up with her. Boy, we've never heard that before. I doubt it's going to be genre bending like this one.
Well, Taylor's also, Grammys are a lot like the Academy Awards too, all right? Taylor's already won Album of the Year 3 times. Beyoncé has never won. Even if this is the album of Taylor Swift's career, zero chance she's going to win.
No, I agree with you. My two notes, I don't care about the Jolene stuff. I'm glad she did her rendition of it. I actually still like Miley's better.
Oh, me too, obvious. But it's a different song. It's not a cover. It's a new song.
It's a reimagination, but it's still the same hook. And it's the same song. It's called Jolene, okay? So it's the same song.
It's not the same song.
It's still Jolene. And so there's that. Let's set that aside for a second. One thing you didn't mention that I'm really shocked is mentioning Blackbird. And speaking of covers, boy, we're sitting here talking about Jolene. You should have led with Blackbird. I mean, to me, that song is so moving. To cover the Beatles and to cover a song about segregation to where it hits you right in the fucking heart when she's singing about it. It is so moving and so touching. I mean, to cover the Beatles, who's done it great? Aerosmith did. Fiona Apple did Across the Universe. Millions of people have tried. No one succeeded. This is a masterpiece of a song. You hear it and you're immediately embarrassed that we're talking about segregation and things that happen here in this country. And it just, fuck, if it doesn't hit you in the middle of the chest, you're not paying attention. It's a fucking great song. I mean, what a great version. I loved it, loved it. Makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up good. Like, great version. That Levi's jeans song.
Oh, I love that one.
Fucking smash.
With Post Malone. That's one of my favorites. I love the Yaya song too. I mean, I love.
That's so good.
I love the Daughter song. I think that's the one that she's doing, like, the opera. I love it all. It's so good.
Her and Miley together just works.
I love that one, but as an album track. I don't think that's a single.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
I love it though.
If we're going to be nitpicky, 2 covers on an album, that's a little bit much for me.
Jolene is not a cover.
Perez, it's the same fucking song. She changed a couple of lyrics to say Creole bitch or whatever. It's like saying the Ataris, Boys of Summer. Well, you know, there's a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. It's a cover.
She rewrote all the lyrics. They're all new lyrics.
It's still the same hook, Jolene.
It's a new,
Jolene.
All right.
It's all about the same thing, that other woman. It's the same song. It's not original.
But it's a total different meaning. It's like,
it's still a cover. And this is my critique, not okay. fucking okay. yours. I didn't jump in on yours and say your opinion sucks. Renaissance is nowhere near the record that this is. Not even close. Him bitching about a decent dance record, like, come on, versus this. This is a great fucking album. And that's my opinion on that. So there you
All
go.
All right. There we go. What do you guys think of the album? As always, for anything you want to chime in on, 800-721-1185. In more music-related news, Diddy's ship is going down, and he's taking so many others down with him. First, a Diddy-specific update. I never believe those websites that say this person is worth that much and that person's worth this much. Diddy is allegedly a billionaire, but so much of that is tied or was tied to the entities that he was associated with and their public net worth and how much they trade for and all of this.
Paper millionaire.
So does he have $1 billion in the bank? Hell no. This very interesting report came to light over the weekend that Diddy owes nearly $100 million in mortgages on all of his homes.
Well, everybody's making a big deal about that. I mean, he has his properties heavily leveraged. Most people that have money do. Everybody's getting all crazy about that. I just didn't think that was a big deal.
All I'm saying is I don't care. If he's guilty, he's guilty. But like, it could be very perilous for him if he doesn't have a lot of cash liquid. Because I do foresee him ending up in prison like R. Kelly.
Well, what are the charges, though? He's walking around still smiling.
Last week, I just focused on the human trafficking charges, but there's much more. This is why the feds did what they did. It's human trafficking on its own is a serious charge, but according to the latest reports, it's human trafficking, and he's also facing drug charges and gun charges. So multiple charges. Fucked.
I don't know.
We'll see.
The rich usually get off for everything. I mean, it's real hard to prove things. I mean, what do they have tied to him? I don't understand what they're alleging.
If he does end up in prison like R. Kelly, it's many, many years out. A lot of appeals and things before that.
Sure.
What I mean by that is that it's going to cost him, I would guess safely, $10 million in legal fees to fight that. $10 million he probably has, but he might have to sell a home or two in order to get that liquid. I don't know. Wish him well, allegedly.
You allegedly wish him well?
We'll see. But yes, as you mentioned, he's out and about, which this I actually think is a good thing, and I support this. Diddy was spotted in Miami, where he has a house, with his young minor daughters going to Top Golf, I think it was. And even though his life and everything professionally and personally is a mess, I'm glad that he's providing an escape and stability and somewhat normalcy for his daughters.
Look, I think that's all for show. And I think he wants to show that he's a normal guy. I'm a dad and I'm out there and I'm just doing normal things. And this is a witch hunt. And, you know, I'm going to go live my life. How many other times do we have pictures of him out with his kids golfing or something?
That's a really good point.
Come on. This is all like manipulated. The tug at your heartstrings. Oh, he's just a good dad. That boat sailed for me a long fucking time ago. Okay. So put all the pictures you want. Call the paparazzi every time you fucking shit a shamrock. Knock yourself out. I think you're going down. Actually, I don't hope he goes. I couldn't care less, to be honest with you. I just stick to what I know. I think the guy's a bad guy. I've always thought he was a bad guy. And that's the end of it.
You're not the only one. Actually, somebody that you might know echoed the exact same sentiment. I'm sure you've worked with or know Tanika Ray, right?
No.
Oh, God. She's like an entertainment journalist. I think she worked at Extra for a long ass time. But before she was an entertainment journalist, Tanika Ray was a dancer. And she was one of Diddy's backup dancers way back in the 90s. And she won't go into specifics, but she said she had an interaction. And after that, she just stayed away because he's a bad person. Literally almost exactly mm-hmm. what you said. But women still flock to him. In fact, he still has a girlfriend.
Hey, if R. Kelly was out of jail right now, there'd be 9 girls lining up to suck him off. You know how the world works.
Good point. Diddy is dating one of those City Girls rappers, Young Miami, and she too is named in the legal proceedings against Diddy, allegedly, wow, like that guy that was arrested last week, she allegedly also served as a drug mule for Diddy, helping him procure drugs, specifically Tucci or Tukey or whatever. Allegedly, Diddy loves this thing called pink cocaine, which is some combination of cocaine and ecstasy. I didn't even know that existed or that was a thing.
I didn't either.
I'm not saying Diddy does it, but allegedly he does. And she is denying those allegations, though, wanting to clear her name. So I had to put that out there.
What does drug mule really mean? I mean, drug mule to me means you're taking kilos of coke and you're sneaking them across the border. Not like, hey, I'm traveling with your eight ball.
All right, drug handler, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Handler and connoisseur also helping him get it.
People in the music business don't have problems getting drugs. This just in.
Well, speaking of the music business and people going down with Diddy, 50 Cent is seeking full custody of his 12-year-old son, no, 11-year-old son, Sire, because his baby mama also was named in this Diddy lawsuit. Allegedly, Daphne Joy is on Diddy's payroll. Basically, she's allegedly. I've used allegedly so many damn times today.
If I still titled the show, I would title it allegedly.
Allegedly, she's a very high class escort that Diddy keeps on retainer. And when 50 Cent read that, which isn't proven to be true, who knows? He took to social media because that's what he does.
Yeah, he's an excellent troll.
But like fighting his baby mama publicly,
it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, seriously, making this all so in your face, I don't like it. She, Daphne Joy, is denying that, of course. And in retaliation, she claims that 50 Cent, while they were together, raped her, sexually assaulted her, and also was physically abusive. He's denying that. God, this has just all become so messy and gross, and let's just move on.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too.
So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Not as messy or gross, nor particularly surprising, but got a lot of people talking was the news that recently released Jailbird, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, has announced that she and her husband have separated. They got married back in July of 2022 while she was still serving her prison sentence. And she's only been out just like a little bit, but they could not make it work, which isn't surprising because did they really know each other before? Like, how well do you know somebody that you married while you're in prison?
I mean, this guy looks like a science teacher or something.
He is a teacher, actually.
You look at the two of them and you're like, what the hell's going on here?
Well, he was giving her the good D, as she mentioned.
The D grade in science?
Her being off social media will be good for her. Her having some alone time will be good for her. Her reconnecting with her father will be good for her because she moved in with her dad. And just giving her a little bit of space before Pete Davidson makes his move, you know? That was such a dumb joke.
It's funny because it's probably true.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm really curious, though. I want to know, like, you know, she's elevated herself to this pop culture personality. I'm not going to call her a celebrity, but people are interested in her. And I want to know, like, what happened? If I had to guess, my guess is she dumped the guy. But why? Like, why did you dump him?
Well, she's emotionally unstable as a person. Look, maybe he dipped out of this too. Her with freedom versus her, you know, in a cage and talking to her on the phone. Maybe two entirely different things. So who knows? I'm not going to blame him. I'm not going to blame her. I think anybody that gets with someone like her while she's in prison is a mental patient themselves. So you got two mental patients and who can rationalize what the fucking those two are up to?
Yeah. You know what I think would be actually the best thing for her? She should go to college. I don't even think she did high school. I think she got her GED in prison. So just truly educating herself and becoming a better, more evolved person in every way will be really good for her. Maybe that's something also that Lizzo should consider. Taking a break, going to school, because the whole celebrity thing is, I say this in all sincerity, she needs a timeout. She and her team have mishandled the whole legal situation. I'm going to assume, just for the sake of this argument, that Lizzo is innocent of all the allegations made against her by her former backup dancers.
Right.
But she was adamant that they're all lying and seeking a payday. She took such a hit to her reputation and her career by not just giving them some money. It sucks, but like, if you're innocent, just quickly, quietly squash this and make it go away before it becomes a big ongoing thing. And that's what's happened. And she's had a real hard time handling all of this. I want to be very empathetic and sincere because of one particular thing that Lizzo said. She made a big announcement on social media that she's quitting. This is what she wrote. Quote, I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm inclined to believe when somebody says a statement like that, it's not like fake sympathy. That to me reads like she's suicidal. And I want to be very careful with how I talk about it because I don't want to make things worse for her. So I hope she can seek professional help. I hope she takes time to get better because you shouldn't be feeling like that. Even if you are guilty, even if you did all the things that you're accused of.
Right.
You know, she went on to say, I'm constantly up against lies, being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look, my character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. I quit.
Okay.
She'll be back.
I mean, all I hear is wah, wah. Just wah, wah. I don't know if she was a pain in the ass. I always say where there's smoke, there's fire. She probably was a pain in the ass. Maybe some part of it was her being eccentric and it's a character that she was portraying, or seriously, who knows? And the thing is, who cares? Fire them all and get new people. Like if they don't want to get on board with what you're doing, they can all leave. You know, writing a check when you're not in the wrong is hard to do, but maybe she didn't realize she was in the wrong. And I don't think your advice is terrible. Sometimes you are going to have to write checks and they suck. And it's part of being famous. It's part of being rich. It's part of when you come up with the wrong people around you and you don't have the right team and this and that. It's just growing pains. And to tap out, what a baby. Shut up. Get back on the horse and fucking go out and sing a song. And don't worry about everybody else on the internet. You sound like a big crybaby on the fucking internet. No. Enough. Seriously, just go sing your fucking songs. If they're good, people will listen. They will.
Well, I'm sending her positive vibes. Also sending positive vibes to Kim Zolciak from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Well, formerly, she wishes she was still on that show. It sucks because we want to protect our children at all costs. And when we get our children embroiled in our drama or our messiness, thankfully that has not happened to my kids yet, but I expect that it definitely will, I'm sure, at some point in their lives in some way. And that's what happened to Kim Zolciak recently. Her daughter, Brielle, had her Range Rover repossessed. And it seems like Kim's financial issues are bleeding into her daughter's life as well. Wah, wah. She has not made her car payments in a long ass time, though. I don't understand this. Like, this is the wildest thing. If you can't afford a car, give it back and buy a used car, or I don't fucking know. She owes over $89,000 in missed car payments.
Jesus.
She had not paid her car in years. Years. Wow. How could you not pay your car in years? I don't understand.
Well, you're
that.
Telling her to go get a used car. How's she going to do that? She can't pay for the car she has. She has no money. It sounds like they have no money whatsoever.
How is she paying all the bills?
Maybe she's not.
Oh, God.
It's hard to repossess a property. It's hard to repo a car. You know, it takes some time. People have rights. When you can't make payments, you do have some rights. And even if you've done creditors or whomever wrong, it takes a while to untangle all of it. And I think that's what's happening. Slowly but surely, they'll come for their shit. It sounds like she has no money.
It's not all doom and gloom, though. According to reports, Kim Zolciak recently filmed a pilot for a new reality TV show. And I think it'd be good for her career and her life and good drama because there's so much going on. So yeah. I hope that happens for her.
Apparently, she still has enough money for plastic surgery. I just saw a picture of her for the first time the other day.
People are silly. She gets it for free.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, it's not plastic surgery. She's just like filler and Botox queen.
Whatever. There's a lot going on there. I just saw a picture of her for the first time the other day. I was like, oh, that's who the girl is that we talk about all the time. And I was like, wow, a lot of work being done there. Or a lot of something.
Well, that's nothing new. Even more work being done. We spoke last week, I forget which show, about Christine Quinn. Actually, I think maybe both shows. Christine Quinn, this reality star. Speaking of reality stars, she was on Selling Sunset, and she and her husband got involved in this domestic dispute, and the police were called, and blah, blah, blah. To be fair, because I like to share both sides of the story, he is obviously denying all charges and requested a restraining order out against her, saying that she filed this false police report to give her an advantage for custody. She's denying that. But anyways, she's now made even more allegations against him, saying that he has untreated mental illness, that he recently faked a suicide attempt, that before all of this, he peed on the floor, threw dog poop, and just all sorts of crazy
allegations. That's all they are. I think they are both toxic people. One's claiming one thing, one's claiming the polar opposite. Truth is somewhere in the middle, usually. Like likes like. So asshole likes asshole. That's the way I see this one.
Not always, though. Not always.
No, most of the time. Let's be honest.
In more reality TV news, I don't know. I have zero anything to doubt her, but I mean, what are the odds? Only just because, like, what are the odds? But, like, Bethany Frankel was amongst this small group of women in New York City that were attacked by this weird, dangerous, toxic man. Thankfully, though, he's been arrested, but he attacked several women in New York. And just so, what are the odds? So crazy. And interestingly, though, she kept it secret for a while because she was embarrassed.
Yeah. Wait a minute, there's a story here. I better report this to everybody. I'll say it. Chris Booker doesn't believe her for shit.
Okay, all right.
I'll just say it. I don't believe her. I think she's headline hungry, and I don't believe her. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen either. But I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
Someone that lives online as much as she does, if something so traumatic happened and so attention-getting or would give her the attention she wanted, if it truly happened, she'd be barking about it day one. She wouldn't be like, oh, I'm just going to compartmentalize this. I don't believe it.
That was my initial inclination, but, you know, I don't know.
I can't believe you're afraid to say. I'm not afraid to say that I don't believe something, because I don't believe anybody ever. So unless I was in the room and fucking saw it, I believe everyone's full of shit. Go back one story. Those two fucking people that I don't know who they are, I don't believe either one of them. There, I said it. I don't give a shit. I bet they're both fucking got some sort of craziness about them, and they found one another because they're both crazy. Because me, at my age, I see a crazy person, I'm like, I'm going to stay away from that motherfucker. Most crazy people are attracted to other crazy people. So I don't believe anything that I ever fucking hear.
Well, speaking of crazy people being attracted to each other, former It couple Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are finally settling their custody dispute.
Wow.
Because Brad Pitt has given up. They've been working their way through the courts now for about 6 years. No. 8 years. 8 years. Wow. 8 years.
The kids are probably close to over 18 at this point.
That's the reason why. That's exactly why he's yep. given up. Shiloh, there's only three kids that are still minors. Shiloh is 17, so she's almost 18. And then the twins are 15 years old. And, you know, I would imagine that they probably at 15 can talk to a judge and just and say, well, I don't feel safe, or I don't want to live with my dad. Yeah. Or
I think that's a lot of bullshit between them two that they've put out there. I think, look, if you got a kid that's 15, okay, and you got two parents and they both want to be with the kid, they can see through all of anything. They know what's going on with their parents. They know who's the real one or who's projecting bullshit. And if they want to be with dad, they're going to go be with dad. You know what I mean? On the weekend. And that's just the end of it. They're old enough to make their own decisions. And I think they're old enough to smell bullshit. I'm not surprised that somebody ran the white flag up the pole. I'm not, because you're not going to get anywhere. She's dug in with a ton of money. He's got a ton of money. What are you getting out of this? You're just wasting your money. The kids will figure it out on their own. They're becoming adults. They'll decide who they want to spend their Thanksgiving with or their Christmas or whatever. They will. So it's usually just a waste of money.
I mean, they have all the money in the world, but...
Oh, God, yeah. If they were 8... This is a different story, but they're not. Yeah. Like you said, the youngest are 15. They're people. They're not little children. They're people at this point. They're becoming people. They can make their own decisions.
People.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too.
So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Some happy news after a lot of drama today. Congratulations to Abby Hansel and her sister Brittany. The conjoined twins got married. One of them did. Legally and in the eyes of our Lord, Abby is the married one. And wonderful news for them. And depressing as fuck for me. Even a conjoined twin can find love and marriage, and I am still here, a miserable spinster. Fabulous.
I mean, what if the other chick doesn't like the guy? It's not like, what is she to just put a bag over her head and check out? What's happening?
I'm just going to go there. I know it's not the Patreon, but when they're having sex, they have one vagina, but two mouths. So
I think we got the visual. I was just...
Actually, no, it's so interesting. I think they each only feel half the body. So, like, do they each feel half the vagina? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is really wild and... I mean, I don't want to make fun of them. I don't. It's a weird circumstance.
Well, no, I'm not making fun of them.
Well, I mean, it's just a funny situation is what I'm saying. I find it only to be natural to ask questions because, you know, there are two brains and two sets of thoughts there. And there is only one person and that one person's marrying someone. It's just, it's a wild concept. It's like you couldn't dream it up.
They're lucky to be alive because most twins of the kind that they, most conjoined twins of the kind that they are, don't live as long of a life as they have. So congrats to them. All right, one last story. But before we get to that, we have a few new Patreon members. Thank you for your support. Karen Navas, Brooke Foster, Sabrella. What an interesting name. I love it. Graciela Gonzalez, Melissa Santiago, Chisato Sandoval, Bianca Ducruz.
Why do you have to overpronounce everyone's name? Some people are just white people, okay? Just say it's Melissa Cruz or whatever her fucking name is.
That's not a white person name.
Melissa is.
Cruz isn't.
Cruz is still Cruz. But you're like, Marissa.
Kristen Batrone, Missy Colonies, Maggie Chu, who signed up for the entire year. Thank you, Maggie Chu. Kaz Mitchell, Rachel O'Reilly, super white. We love ya all.
Rachel O'Reilly.
We had a lot of people sign up this week. Thank you. Thank you, Laura McMurray. Thank you, Kelly Callahan, Jeremy Flowers, Jellyfish.
Nah, you thanked Jellyfish last week.
All right, that's where we ended. All right, thank you. Patreon.com/Perez Hilton.
And if you're not on Patreon, we have a message board where people give us topic suggestions and there's just conversation that's always happening. And a lot of people wanted us or me to watch that Nickelodeon.
Quiet on the Set?
Yeah, I watched it.
And?
Well, it's just so disturbing.
Wait a minute. It was a multi-part thing. You watched all episodes?
I watched, like, I know I made it through two episodes and I don't know how much is left, but I got the gist of it. Like, I know what's going on here. And I didn't know anything about Amanda Bynes. Like, I knew she got into movies, but I didn't know she was on Nickelodeon. I'm not of that age where I ever watched Nickelodeon. It was the, you know, it was an early 90s thing. I was already in my career and not watching TV at this point in my life. But watching her story and this vibrant young girl and, you know, and what fame does to people, it's just, it's so fucking disturbing, this whole show. And I just feel for all the kids and all the people there and the people that work for this Dan Schneider guy. I mean, they paint him to be a complete monster. I wasn't there. I don't know. I also know how Hollywood works. And I know how fucking some of these producers or whatever are just, they just breed it in this town. Everybody acts that way. They feel like they have to. It's weird. I never understood it when I was in it, but I'm always the kind of person that just shrugs at people when they do shit like that. I'm like, all right, well, I mean, if that's how you want to run your shop or your business, knock yourself out. It doesn't affect me, but I do understand that it affects other people differently and they're much more sensitive than me, I guess. But it's wild. It's an ugly tale. I don't even know if I'd recommend it.
Even Diddy was on that show, on one of his Nickelodeon shows. So was I. I almost didn't want to mention that.
I like when the adults come on and do things with the kids. But I mean, dude, some of this stuff was like, they were doing like porn money shots and like peeing in their mouths. Like they were, yes, these things, they were like emulating sex acts with these kids and them sliming them.
Peeing in their mouths?
Yeah,
what?
It's all very porny. And if you watch it and you get to the behind the scenes and you talk to the, you know, the people that they're interviewing and the conversations that they were having, even with the kids not around though, like where they came up with some of these ideas. I mean, this guy's twisted no matter. Anybody that wants to spend this much time with children, there's something fucked up with them if you ask me. I mean, it's just, it's weird. It's just, the whole thing's weird. It's a weird doc.
Wow. Intense. Okay. All right. Well, last story, and let's end on something positive. Actually, Lizzo needs to focus, analyze, and learn from Jennifer Lopez and how she's navigated her career over the last 20 years, or Madonna, or, you know, just the people that have come before them, because both Jen and Madonna have been heavily criticized for a very long time, and they just kept going. Like you said, they just pushed through. And this is what Jennifer Lopez did recently. Obviously, she's a bright person, okay? She's aware that the public is not in her favor right now. So what has she done? She retreated to her husband and just all loved up, and so much so that Ben and Jen were just spotted in Manhattan house hunting. Either they might be moving there full time or just buying another house in New York City, but a distraction and something to look forward to and work on, and good on them.
Some calls?
Yeah.
Hi, Booker and Perez. This is Carol from overseas. I'm calling regarding the statement from Harry and Meghan about Princess Catherine. I agree with Perez. It is shady. I noticed from the first moment, but I'm going to explain why I think it is shady. It is because, first, forget the whole Princess of Wales thing. She has asked, her husband, Prince William, has asked that she be named Catherine. So she's ill. I mean, why can't they call her the way she wants to be called? And the other thing, I think Booker wanted to know the reason why they will do this. It's because mainly they hate the guts of William and Catherine. I mean, Meghan is insanely jealous of Catherine. I think she wanted to be higher in the pecking order than Catherine. Many of us believe that. And Harry pretty much hates his brothers since infancy. Not infancy, I mean, since childhood. Because, I mean, that's what the book shows. He resented his brother because his brother is the heir. So they are trying to, like...
I've lost every point that she's trying to make, but... Hold on. Stop talking. Stop talking.
Well, listen, she obviously was right because she agreed with me. So thank you
for
calling.
She made so much sense.
She did. No, she did make sense. I agree with her.
Okay.
Were you not listening? She said that Catherine has said that this is how she wants to be called. The woman is sick. They're not respecting her wishes, A. And then B, that Harry's jealous of William and has been for a long time. Both valid points.
Okay. Next call.
Hey guys, calling from Sacramento. I had to pause the latest one to call in about Scott Disick. I actually do watch The Kardashians, and they focused a little on him last season. He was in that car accident, and he had gotten to be in so much pain that he had put on quite a few pounds. It wasn't a lot, but it was enough. It was noticeable, and he was just having a really hard time.
Yeah, and went on Ozempic, which we found out that he did.
Yeah.
Everybody in this town's on Ozempic or some form of it, I think.
I'm not.
You're not in this town.
Well,
you were at the fat people over in Vegas.
We appreciate you. Patreon.com/Perez Hilton. Hopefully we'll see some more new faces there. And if not, we'll see you next Monday. Thank you all. Have a wonderful week.
Take care of yourselves, guys.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.